The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Time to get you dialed into the biggest stories of the day. This is the Daily 10 with Matt Chernoff.
All right, and away we go. It's the Wednesday edition of the Daily 10. Thank you guys for making this a part of your podcast rotation. At the top, I usually like to remind you, please subscribe to the podcast if you're not getting it each and every day. So this will be waiting for you wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 10 minutes a day, around 10 a.m. on all things local sports. Leave those reviews, those ratings, pass the message. We would love to have you aboard. All right, let's start with the Braves, who took one on the nose last night. 14-8. Yes, 14 runs given up to a Marlins team who has trouble scoring. It became the Adam Duvall show, which we'll talk about more in a minute. It was the third straight loss for the Braves, and the biggest concern came from what happened with Max Fried. And I really don't have an explanation. I was at the game last night, and just watching the hard contact, watching the Marlins square up that many balls against Max, just kept making me say, is he okay? Is he healthy? Because it's three starts now of just anything but what we expect to see out of Max Fried. Last night it was four innings, nine hits, seven earned runs allowed, a couple of walks and three strikeouts. In his three starts, Fried's given up 15 runs, 23 hits, 5 walks, and just 11 innings pitched. So I'll repeat, I hope he's healthy, and I don't mean what happened to him having to get the MRI on the hamstring. Remember, Max got hit in his last start against Washington with a line drive back up the box, which Snit said he was fine. But last night, they kept him in the game to hit in the fourth inning after giving up a bunch of runs, which... And I even tweeted this during the game. I don't know that I would have let him face Adam Duvall because he had nothing. And Duvall, who, again, we'll mention in a minute, had a huge night. But Max stayed in. He did get a double. But running from second to third, he said he felt some tightness in his right hamstring. Braves scheduled an MRI for Max after the game, so we'll wait and see on that. So it was just a rough night all the way around for Fried. A lot of that had to do with the aforementioned Adam Duvall, who went 4-for-5, couple of home runs, and 7 RBIs. The Braves offense was good. They scored 6. Adam Duvall came up with 7 ribs himself last night. The revenge tour for Adam Duvall was in full effect. But here's the good news. Even in the midst of a loss for the Braves, and I continue to tell you guys, not worried. I wouldn't be worried. Well, it's frustrating to watch a game like that, to see them start out a season 4-7. You just know what you know. This team is too good. It's too much talent. They'll get their act together and start playing winning baseball. And here's what I mean by there's just too much talent. It was great to see the top of the order produce in a big way last night beyond just Ronald Acuna. Freddie Freeman hitting 2nd, right behind Acuna, looked great. Ozuna, back up in the 3rd spot, had his best night of the year. In fact, that threesome at the top of the order combined to go 6-for-12, home run, 4 RBI, 6 runs scored. And we saw that a lot last season at the top of the Braves order. Ozuna himself, that was the best he's looked this season in the short 11-game sample size. He was 3-for-4 with a home run, a walk, a couple of runs scored, 3 RBIs. Freddie hitting behind Ronald Acuna, 2-for-4, a couple of runs scored, an RBI. And Ozzie hitting 5th also looked very comfortable. He was 2-for-4 with a home run, 2 runs scored, and an RBI. So the offense will be just fine. Maybe not as prolific as it was a year ago. And then they did have the benefit of the DH. But they'll produce. They'll score runs. Not worried about that. The bottom of the order has been an issue. And now you add injury to it, as Christian Pache is headed to the injury list with a groin injury. So we'll see if it's Ender that they just plug and play there. They'll make a corresponding roster move. So that's not going to change a ton. Not as if Pache was hitting and Ender doesn't give you much more offense, so you'll have to deal with the bottom of the order still being a bit of an issue for the Braves as they try to, again, turn this thing around here early. Charlie Morton gets the ball tonight for the Braves against Nick Neidhart. game three of this series with the Marlins at 7:20. Now, it's kind of worth talking about Charlie Morton here for a minute. We said before the season that the Braves rotation had a chance to be really good if they stayed healthy and guys pitched up to expectations. While it's early in the season, there are a couple of concerns. Soroka's had an unexpected setback now with the shoulder, so they'll delay his return. Maybe we don't see him until May at the earliest. Max Fried is off to this rocky start, albeit just three starts. Nobody saw that coming. Ian Anderson's been fine. He had one good start, one kind of okay start. Drew Smiley's been shaky at his two. And the biggest surprise of them all is Waskari Noah has been great in his two starts, which none of us would have seen coming. So that leaves Charlie Morton as the stopper now. You know, we sometimes get carried away with ace. That guy's the ace. He's the Verlander. He's the DeGrom. That's, you know, the top of the rotation guy. And there are only a few aces. Let's use the word stopper, because a stopper to me indicates you do stop a losing streak. Braves have dropped three in a row. You send your veteran guy to the hill tonight. Morton's been very good in his first two starts, especially in his last start against the Phillies, where he gave up just one run in six innings. But go back to that first start in Philadelphia. He got blooped and dinked and dunked to death. Charlie in his two starts, 11 innings, 10 hits, 4 runs, 12 strikeouts, 3 walks. You need Charlie to go out and give you 6 innings tonight. 1 or 2 runs, let the offense do its thing, and be the stopper. Because the staff still has health questions about Soroka, and there's even an age issue that we have to concern ourselves with Charlie, the unknown of Smiley, and to some degree Ian Anderson, because he's never pitched a full season in the bigs, these are things that you do have to mention. And we just hope that, A, Max Fried isn't hurt with the MRI results today, and that he makes the proper adjustments and looks like Max Fried that we expect. So the ball is Charlie Morton's tonight. We'll see if he can be the Braves' stopper. The other news I wanted to get to was another Hawks win. This time it was on the road in Tampa, which still sounds funny, but they beat Toronto, the Raptors, last night in Tampa. The Hawks did it again last night without 7 members of their rotation. They won 108-103. They improved to 30-25 on the season. Folks, the Hawks are 5 games over 500 for the first time in 4 years. And they win without Trey playing, without Gallo playing. Once again, no Collins, no Hunter, no Cam, no Tony Snell, and I'll keep mentioning Chris Dunn. But that's ridiculous. They've won 4 straight on the road. They're over 500 on the road, and they're now 18-6 under Nate McMillan. Hashtag NateBall. It doesn't make a lot of sense other than to say Travis Schlenk did a very good job building the depth of this team that they could sustain this many injuries. There have been a couple of key forces in the midst of the latest round of injuries, guys who are on the floor overcompensating for the guys who are hurt. Clint Capella had another huge night last night. He had 19 points, 21 boards. He's done this all year. And very quickly, Clint, now if you look at that trade, that is one of the better trades the Hawks have made in franchise history, giving up essentially nothing to get Clint Capella, who's been one of the best defensive players in the league on a team that doesn't play a ton of defense. Clint's leading the league in rebounds at 14 a game, third in the league in block shots, shooting just under 60% from the field. In the last 10, he's raised his game even more with the injuries. He's averaging 18 a game, shooting 66% from the floor, so he's been great. The other one is Bogdanovich. Bogey last night, 23 points, 6 boards, 4 assists. He was 5 of 8, once again from 3-point range. He's been unbelievable since moving back into the starting lineup. He shot 53% now from 3-point range this month. He's averaged nearly 20 a game in the last 10 games. So you've got those guys stepping up, which is a big deal. And then some of the unexpecteds. Brandon Goodwin, who has started in place of Trae Young over the last 2 games in the win at Charlotte and the win last night over the Raptors. He scored 18 again last night. 5 assists in 37 minutes for a guy who never plays. Now, he had a couple of missed free throws late in the game and a bad turnover, but around that, he was just really good. So the Hawks are in this battle for home court advantage, which is just plain silly. And I know it's not a great record at 30-25, but you could make a case with all the injuries, they could be buried. I mean, they could be well under 500. Instead, with 17 games to go, they're in a position where they can maybe host a first-round series They lead the Celtics by a game for the fourth spot. They're a game and a half up on Miami, two games up on Charlotte and the Knicks, and they get to host the Bucks on Thursday night. Little TNT love for the local birds. Hawks will lug in 8 o'clock tip against Milwaukee. We'll see if Giannis plays. He's missed time for Milwaukee lately. And we'll see which members of the Walking Wounded return for the Hawks. I don't think the Hawks are catching the Bucks. In fact, I think it's the longest of long shots. They're 3.5 games out of the three spot in the East. But they do host Milwaukee twice in the next week or so. So who the heck knows? Nate McMillan deserves a ton of credit. But Travis Schlenk also deserves a ton for building a deep, talented roster that has overcome an unbelievable amount of injuries. All right, if you guys would, hit that subscribe button. This will be waiting for you tomorrow and the next day and the next day. Also, leave us some of those great 5-star ratings. Need more of those. Review the podcast for us and mention it to friends and family, loved ones, even your enemies. If you would, also, if you see me mention it on social media, give it a retweet or a like. I appreciate all the above. I'll be with Chuck Oliver on 680 The Fan coming up this afternoon in Atlanta and back again here tomorrow for the next edition of The Daily 10.
Subscribe to The Daily 10 now and get the latest breaking news and biggest stories of the day every morning. Get more at 680thefan.com or subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google, or wherever you get your favorite shows.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.